We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We got a good guest joining us on the BetQL guest line. That's right, the King of New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97 ESPN New York, joins us every Thursday. We appreciate his time. Peter, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? I'm actually in Los Angeles right now, enjoying a little morning terrapins.
That sounds like Comrades
good for you.
Peter right there.
Yeah, that's definitely Comrades Peter. That's clean.
That's not cell phone right there.
No. This is I gave you guys the HQ today, you know?
Oh, okay.
What's going on in L.A.,
high
dude?
High quality.
I am in L.A. because today is a holiday in the wrestling WWE community. It's called 316 Day. It's a celebration of Steve Austin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every
Stone
March
Cold,
16th.
Huh?
That's right. And so I am actually hosting an event tonight for the release of the new WWE.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every
Stone
March
Cold,
16th.
Huh?
That's right. And so I am actually hosting an event tonight for the release of the new WWE 2K23 with Stone Cold. So I'm doing a little Stone Cold thing tonight.
That's right. So cool, dude. Enjoy. That's really neat. Enjoy
so
it.
When you do Stone Cold thing, do you drink nothing but beer?
Yeah, I mean, you're sort of obligated to. You know, he's got his Broken Skull IPA. He's got his whole beer business, so you're kind of in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of funny that he's an IPA guy now. After smashing Coors Lights on his head for a decade,
because
he now
Coors
needs
Light
the hops.
Not paying him with his IPA pen.
It's probably true.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was mostly a Miller Lite, I believe.
Was it Miller? Sorry.
Crusher, I believe. But to your point, it's the same thing. Yeah, it is funny. He doesn't just have an IPA. I got to tell you, though. Stone Cold's beers are awesome. I recommend them. If you see the Broken Skull beers out, I recommend grabbing a six-pack. They're pretty good.
I think JP and I should do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I should.
Beer and then
smash it on
head.
Our heads. Well, Peter, they got us doing remotes at the MGM National Harbor. So we are not only are we working during this Terps game, and I'm trying to focus, but I'm also trying to focus while at a casino. So there's a lot of moving parts right now.
Now at the MGM Casino – down there in the harbor, do they have a sports book?
Oh yeah, they have a big sports book, like a whole like a Vegas style sports book with, you know,
they got the small
80
one.
Feet of screens, and then in the sports bar where we are, they also have a smaller one in the kiosk, so you can bet just about anywhere, dude. And Maryland has the apps, so you're in business.
I love a big sports book TV situation. And God, JP, did this game not start in such classic Terps fashion?
Totally, dude. Totally. And I'm wearing a Maryland shirt. People are kind of clowning me. There's people in here wearing West Virginia gear. So I'm glad they've at least kind of turned it around. I did randomly scream at a Duke fan. I thought you would appreciate
that.
Oh,
good.
Peter,
I'm glad
well.
To hear that.
Hey, but he couldn't hear.
Oh, I was one
scream.
Of those.
I didn't
and
scream
I said,
my
the
loudest.
Dude comes over here, what you going to do? He say, I'm going to sneak out the back room.
The thing that fascinates me about this Terps team, I was talking with some buddies last week, Jody and Jeff. We were up; they were up
sure.
visiting. And Jody came to New York. We went and watched the game against Indiana, and I said it's a fascinating thing about sports. Nothing about this Maryland team is related to previous teams. Coaching staff completely different. Every player is different. Everything is different, and yet the scoring drought thing about the Terps is now like a 20-year-old problem that does not ever go away no matter whose team it is.
Well, dude, I mean, the Commanders, the Washington football team, the Redskins, Bruce Allen, Ron Rivera, Vinny Serrato, Jay Gruden, Mike Shanahan, Jim Zorn, all of them couldn't move the ball offensively, couldn't score in the red zone, and everybody just goes 7-9.
Like, isn't it it's bizarre? It's such a weird thing to figure out. Nothing similar, yet everything similar.
point guard for West Virginia, the physical team, was trying to run through a screen. His shoulder's a little messed up right now. Maryland went into that locker
room. Karma, baby.
Hey, man, coach, this coach is good.
Kevin Willard is not
Kevin a
punk.
He told them, look, they're trying to punk y'all. What y'all going to do? Watch here. Bam! He put that thing on him right there.
I like it. I
love I love Willard's style, man. Relative when
he's scary, dude.
And exactly. And God, now that we have the time to look back at it, beyond his ability to recruit, Turgeon was worthless. Just a worthless in-game coach. I'm sorry. And now to at least see that we have a real in-game coach is a wonderful thing.
Well, and Peter, we had Gary Williams on the show with us yesterday, and one thing Gary said that you know how we like to do what he didn't say?
Yeah.
Gary said one of the things he really loves about Willard is after a loss, he goes to the podium and answers all the questions from the press and says, I've got to be better. I got to coach him better.
The other coach.
Turge, the excuse stuff drove me crazy, man.
It drove
me nuts.
Sounds
and
like
the great talent wasted. He had great players, man. A lot of great players came during the Turge years. A lot of NBA players right now. You can see Herter is an absolute baller. Big-time players that
except
were completely
except for that three-point
wasted.
Shooting contest.
Yeah, let's not bring that up, though. That doesn't count.
Dude, I wanted to talk a little Jacoby Brissett with you. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow on Twitter or Instagram at Rosenberg Radio. Of course, ESPN New York, the Cheap Heat podcast. He does it all. What was your reaction to the Jacoby Brissett signing?
You know, I was somewhat surprised. I had just been talking about him on the K Show. Because obviously we've been doing nothing but wall-to-wall Aaron Rodgers. I'm actually ready to blow my brains out. But I'd been saying, hey, listen, if this whole thing falls apart with Rodgers, I wonder if they make a play for Brissett, who really was a decent quarterback last year and kept that team afloat. Is he someone that if you have a good team, you could bring in and win some more games, certainly than New York was able to last year? Then he ends up getting signed by us, which I found to be super interesting because I like Brissett's game. Like I really thought he was pretty good last year. Is he a base your entire team around him kind of guy? No. But number one, he could be certainly useful for Sam Howell if that is in fact the real direction this team's going. But also, don't you think at this point, guys, those guys just kind of compete for the job? Like, do they just hand the job to Sam Howell now? Now that you
I think
have the
they
most,
want, they want Sam
it's a
to have
fake
it.
Competition.
They want Sam to have it unless he just can't handle it.
Yeah.
And then I think they have a guy that's, like you said, Brissett can come in and do what he needs to do. But they want Sam to have it. But you said you talked so much about Aaron Rodgers. Are you at the point with me where I mean, this guy is talented as hell, but I am sick of his damn act.
Yeah, I mean.
What's
listen.
The vibe for Jets fans around him?
They're excited, but you know, most of them seem to be a little bit worn down by how long this thing has been taking. You know, like okay, fine, Mike Greenberg, Greeny's a lunatic. He's thrilled with it no matter what. But like, I think the average Jets fan is like, man, this is going on like 2 weeks. When is this thing just going to be completely done? And actually, to tell you the truth, we've gotten a shocking amount of calls from people who are already so sick of his act that they don't want him. And
really?
I find that's
about to find out that New York is not Green Bay, brother.
No, it is not.
Find that out real quick.
It is not.
The Jets have kind of been dealing with this for the better part of a month already anyway. And it's kind of, I mean, they haven't been particularly active, right? Because you got to try to figure out how to get his salary onto your books.
Are you guys surprised at all that there was no interest, or is it from Washington, or is it simply with how big a price tag there is and the state of transition of the team, it just wasn't realistic right now?
The Rodgers thing?
Yeah.
I think it's two things.
$59 million.
Hold on. I got it real quick. Shout out to my guy wearing overalls and a neon yellow shirt. I appreciate that man's style.
He looked like a little older
guy. He looks like a mountaineer. Like, that dude an actual is from West Virginia. Yeah. Like, he has picked coal before.
Is that a thing?
Mine coal? I don't.
I think
never
you mine coal. Yeah,
I've never done it. So, here's my thing with Rodgers. If Dan was still Dan, where he's swinging it around all the time and showing the world what a badass he is, maybe he makes a play for Rodgers. I do think Green Bay would be hesitant to deal him in the conference. But I think with Dan in a muted situation and with Ron in charge, wherever Rodgers goes, wherever Rodgers goes, we're going to see this in New York. Robert Saleh's not in charge. They just signed Lazard. They hired Nathaniel Hackett.
And he said it.
Dude, Rodgers is in charge. Rodgers and the owner are calling the shots. I don't think Ron wants to deal with that here, frankly. And you can argue if he should or shouldn't, but I just don't think Ron wants to deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's a really – that is probably what's at the core of it, and it makes sense. My one concern is with this Brissett thing, he is good enough that if he ends up having one game, let's say Sam starts the season, he's good enough in camp, he starts the season, and then he has a game where he gets roughed up a little bit, has to leave for a half. I worry Brissett is a good enough player that you could quickly end up with another Heinicke situation in the sense of fans starting to look for him the second the kid struggles.
I hear you, but I don't think we're going to see a fair contest. This is going to be a tie, and even a slight loss goes to the runner situation where they're going to give Howell every opportunity. I also think fans will be different when it's – I think the Commanders fans, for all of the craziness, are an informed bunch. And when you're trying to develop a young quarterback, you have to approach it differently. I think they were ready to throw Carson Wentz out the window because they never even wanted him.
Correct.
I don't know, man. When they signed Carson Wentz, a lot of people were so in the hell happy. We had a ton of Nate, Barstool Nate people out there.
It was Barstool and Nate sudden, and EB. That was the list.
It was more than that. Believe me, when he began to fall on his face, then all of a sudden everybody did not want him. When he first got him, they thought we're going to see Carson 2017. And I'm glad you kept saying remove 2017 because he'll never get there again.
No.
Well, I'm surprised that EB and Nate felt that way. I'm surprised that anyone who's informed could have possibly felt that way. That was truly turn up the Bon Jovi living on a prayer.
That's that new drug out there. They were smoking that Wentz.
They were on that Wentz pack.
Yeah,
that makes
that
no
Wentz.
Sense.
On the Wentz pack. That's the loudest pack there is.
Dude. Oh, really? It's so loud. It'll end your whole career. You'll go from being an absolute MVP to just never being able to do anything again.
Question for you, Peter. Mm-hmm. We're now, the tampering period opened Monday. We're not quite a week into it, but we are into NFL free agency now. Have the Commanders gotten better?
I think so. Yeah, I don't see how you could argue they haven't. Number one, even predating that by a couple days, you got to feel good that the pain thing is done. I understand it kind of resets the market price-wise, but realistically, that market was getting reset around that number anyway. So I'm not really worried about that. I'm just happy.
And it's only going to go up, dude. Wait till Chris Jones gets his new deal.
Yeah, it's going to be up. He'll end up being fourth in a couple of months, right? Like, it's not that big a deal, and I love that we have him. I love the bolstering of the line. That absolutely is a must, particularly if you're going to be trotting out a kid. And then I really do like the Brissett thing because it, A, gives you a backup, and B, Sam Howell's a total gamble.
It's a complete unknown.
In fact, I can't even recall anything like this. Like, I don't remember the last time a kid who was drafted as low as he was drafted and played as little as he played during the regular season is basically gifted the job before his second season. That it's not common. So him being a complete unknown, even though I like him, I love that they have someone who can play, who realistically is not that expensive given what he showed he's capable of. I mean, dude, what did he end up getting? Basically a little bit more than Heinicke ended up getting?
Guarantee. Yeah. He got 7. Heinicke got about 6.3.
That's a great deal. Say what you will, and I love Heinicke. I know this sounds like a diss. Don't know if you guys disagree. Even as much as I love Taylor, Jacoby Brissett is a much more professional level quarterback. That is
totally
a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I agree. Peter, we always appreciate it, man. Enjoy L.A. Enjoy Austin Day, man. Jealous of you.
Hey, let's go Terps. Let's get to enjoy an actual full weekend of basketball as Maryland fans.
God, I would love it. Just get the win today, and we don't even have to talk about playing Alabama in Alabama.
Exactly. Although, you never know. All right, boys.
You never know. Thanks,
you never
dude.
Know, Jay.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg.
Hi, Peter.
Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.